Burden to E.G. White, February 4, 1908. Loma Linda, California, February 4, 1908. Mrs. E.G. White, Sanitarium, California. Dear Sister, it would have done you good to be at the Los Angeles Church last Sabbath and hear Brother Reeser reading from your testimonies and commenting in a way to strengthen faith in the minds of the brethren who have been questioning the testimonies coming to this field. All wept in sympathy with Brother Reeser as he made a noble confession, seeking to make matters right as far as possible. A number of the conference committee were there, and they also took their stand firmly on the side of truth. If this work continues, it will mean an entire change in the conference work in Southern California. Brother Reeser seems in earnest and anxious to make everything right. He did not spare himself in his confession. He also said at the close that one thing that had touched his heart very deeply was the fact that when the crisis came, Brother Burden, who had been the one toward whom he had had the most opposition, was the first to take hold to help him get right. He seems really changed, and I hope that he will go forward until he finds himself clearly in the light. We have been having excellent rains the last few weeks, which speak well for the prosperity of the country. Our patronage is not quite as large as it was. Still, we have quite a number of patients. We expect to hold a council here next Sunday concerning the educational work. The people at Fernando are to meet our educators here before getting out their calendar and see just what ought to be done for both schools. There seems to be a growing feeling that the advanced workers who have been attending Fernando should continue their education at Loma Linda and become better acquainted with the medical phase of the work. Just what this would mean, I cannot fully say as yet, but I suppose it would mean that these especially studying for Bible and ministerial work should take their schooling at Loma Linda, while the younger or intermediate class should receive their schooling at Fernando. It is thought that they should organize a strong foreign missionary course, providing such studies and preparatory work as would fit workers for foreign missionary fieldwork. In that event, they ought to have the special advantages that the sanitarium could give them. The Lord no doubt knows just how this is to be brought about. Some things are not as clear to us as they might be. A school of that character would necessitate more building at Loma Linda to provide for recitation rooms and for housing the students. I do not want to see the work grow here to undue proportions. And yet, on the other hand, we want to use our facilities in every way possible for the equipment of workers for the field. At Fernando, of course, they are short of medical facilities for that part of the training of workers. The brethren now seem quite free to do whatever seems best to be done, without regard to place. These testimonies have done much to unify the work. In fact, I never before saw such freedom in our councils, in all my experience in the work here. We are discussing ways and means of getting a campaign started in the sale of ministry and object lessons. Brother Harper is here, and is deeply interested to see this work go forward. We have been waiting anxiously to hear from you with reference to the special light you have written out in regard to Paradise and other sanitariums here. I hope you may be able to forward it to us soon. With best wishes, we remain. Yours, signed, Burden.